Glory to God. Wonderful, 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 wonderful. And the greatest thing that you can say, thank you, God, is worship. You can't just, no, don't get me wrong. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But you know, he always says something. Show me. Show me. He's always taught me that. Show me. You got something to say? Show me. You got something you want? Show me. There's a price to pay for everything. Show me, show me, show me, show me. And as we begin to show him, things begin to happen. That's why we so to you. So what? Amen. You worship. You know, people go shopping till they drop. You worship till you drop. Because you're going to get up brand new. Amen. Praise be to God. You know, we are in such a time and season right now. Of course, everybody knows what's happening. The enemy is doing everything he can to prevent God's plan. Because he bit, believe it or not, he bit the bait of Jesus. Jesus has been doing a sting operation for a while. And it's been manifested. There's been plans, but he's been waiting for people to get in position. And now he's waiting for the body of Christ to get in full position. Because there's a position where we must be ready to receive those who've been taken captive and then get freed. And they're going to want to know somewhere to go that knows somebody knows the truth. Amen? But, you know, one of the things the enemy's trying to do right now, in the most hideous way, is to bring harm. To bring harm, and that means to hurt. To hurt people. To cause people to hurt one another. To cause people to hate one another. To cause people to fall out of position. To become disobedient, rebellious. That's what the enemy tries to do. He doesn't have to come up and tell you. He just influences you. Amen. He influences us, especially through artificial intelligence. I'm telling you, it's amazing how many times I see people addicted to their phones. They are addicted to their computers. They are addicted, literally addicted. They go to Google before they go to God. It's a shame. I'm going to seek God in the computer. That's called an idol. Well, I'll hear from God through the computer. No, you hear God through you. Because if you can't hear him here, you're going to be deceived out there. It's very simple. Amen. How many times you walk in? I see people almost get hit by cars watching their phones going across the street. How many accidents are there because people are on their phones, texting and driving? Heck, I have a hard time driving and stopping. But there is one of the things the enemy's trying to do is bring hurt and harm. And he does it very well. And there is an area where you and I are, I really believe that we're entering right now, burning through the hurts, to learn how to burn through the hurts. We need to learn how to burn through these hurts. You know, most hurts that are on us, we bring ourselves. Self-inflicted hurts. Amen? But the enemy's trying to cause hurt. Just like we talked about before, that the enemy cannot curse you. He causes you to curse yourself. Well, the enemy cursed me. No, a curse without a cause is no effect. He causes us to bring a curse on ourselves. So he influences us to agree with something or touch something unclean or whatever. Anybody ever been hurt? Don't raise your hand. Everybody's been hurt. Some of them have been hurt in the womb. Didn't even realize it. Proverbs 6:16, please. These six things the Lord hates. Yes, seven are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Wow. Proud look, lying tongue, bloody hands. Amen. How many people realize that when you promote abortion, there's blood on your hands? When you vote for someone that promotes abortion, there's blood on your hands. Runs to self. Amen. They run to self more than they do to God. They're false witnesses, and they sow discord among brethren. All bring pain and hurt to self and individuals, caused by demonic influence. These things are that bring pain and hurt. These are why God hates these things. Why? Because they bring pain and they bring hurt to people. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. You know, we used to have a saying when we were young, sticks and stones might break my bones, but what? Your words what? Never hurt me? Something like that? That's baloney. Actually, words hurt more than the sticks and stones. I mean, think about that. There was a child's little rhyme thing or whatever that we used to say when somebody was saying something. Yeah, well, sticks and stones will break my bones, but your words will never hurt. Baloney. They hurt more than the sticks and stones. And they are carried with you for a long time. Why? They're stored in memory. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 3, verse 1. Let's speak it. But know this, that in the last times, perilous times will come. Perilous times, difficult times. Why? Because there's going to be so much hurt. There'll be so much disappointment. For men will be lovers of them what? Selves. That means they'll be protecting themselves more than anyone. Lovers of money. They're going to protect that money. They'd rather hurt others and protect themselves. They'll be boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, unforgiving. That means they're going to hold bitterness. That means they're going to be hateful. They'll be slanderers. In other words, they can't keep their mouth shut. They want to slander everybody else. Without self-control or control over self. They'll be brutal. They'll be despisers of good. Traitors. Traitors. Anybody ever been betrayed? Everybody has been betrayed at some time. Somebody you trusted, something, whatever, somebody lied to you. Amen? That's very hurtful. And it's very harmful. Traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness. Oh, there's a front on them. Christian fronts like wolves in sheep's clothing. Having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people turn away. Why? Because bad company brings what? Bad habits. Amen. It corrupts good habits, doesn't it? Amen. For this are the sort that creep into households, ministries, businesses. They make captives of gullible men and women. They load them down with sins and led away with various lusts or desires. Lies, basically. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, as Jannes and Jabez resisted Moses, so that these also resist the truth. They can't handle truth. They can quote truth. They speak truth. They'll declare truth and they'll tell people about the truth, but they themselves cannot handle it because they're not truthful within. They're called men and women of corrupt minds, disapproved concerning faith. They're not walking in faith at all. They're walking in themselves. But they will progress no further, and their folly will be manifested to all, as there's all sorts of... In other words, it's always going to be exposed. Nobody gets away with it. Amen? It will always be exposed. Because of the love of self, they will hurt others. Why? Because they're always in a survival mode. They can't reach a surrender mode. They can't maintain that surrender mode. They haven't learned how to burn through the hurt. So they're still hurting people. They're still hurting themselves. You know, every one of us in here has made a mistake, made a wrong choice, and even hurt others. Amen? But there's something that you and I must do. Forgive. See, we've got to learn to activate the blood of the Lamb. See, people can say they forgive, but then still hold bitterness. That's not forgiveness. They can still say they forgive, but then they talk about how bad and whatever. They expose. They go on Facebook. They go on, or they threaten. These are evil people. And they're causing hurt and don't even know that the enemy's using them, and they think they're self-righteous. This is how the enemy uses people. Listen, you know why he can use them? Because they let them. They let them use them. They don't fight. They're still protecting themselves. And they're hurting. They're allowing hurt to dictate their choices. See, one of the things we need to do is forgive ourselves. Amen. So many times, I mean, we're our worst enemy, amen. You know, look at, when we make a mistake, there should be repentance quickly. Lord, forgive me. Amen. And I forgive myself. You know, we make wrong decisions, whatever it may be, but you must, forgiveness, why? What does forgiveness do? Activates the blood. Now, when the blood is activated, Daddy recognizes it. So the blood's got to be activated before we can even proceed with anything. Burning through the hurt doesn't mean hurt won't come. Depends what you do with it. Everybody will be disappointed. People will be betrayed. Just hang around. Don't hang around with people that's going to betray you. You know? Matthew 24, verse 4. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one does what? Deceives you. What's the enemy trying to do? He's trying to get us into a place of hurt. For many will come in my name saying I am a Christian or a Christ and will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation. That's an ethnic group. And kingdoms against kingdoms. And there will be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in various places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will attempt to deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound and the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations. And then the end will come. Betrayal, I believe, is one of the greatest hurts after someone that you've trusted and they betray you. That's why even in marriages and so forth, betrayal, adultery, things to that degree, it's harmful. It's hurtful. Amen? Lying. I believe that betrayal and lying are the two major things that are harmful. The highest harmful things. Has anybody lied to you? Well, that's kind of a betrayal thing, isn't it? That brings dishonesty. It is the top two that hurt others and bring a hurt to self. They bring a hurt to yourself, too, when you awaken. When the person finally awakens and goes, oh, my God, what did I do? How could I do that? Why did I say that? And when I proceed to continue with it. Now that person's got to go to the Lord and repent, get forgiveness, but then forgive themselves. Amen? Forgive the others. Make amends. See, but pride doesn't allow you to do that. Pride won't let you do that. Pride just holds that bitterness all the time. Oh, I just won't talk to that person. I just won't associate with that person. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that as long as they're, you know, living in another state. But you can't do that if we're close. You must forgive. You must repent for holding that unforgiveness. And let the blood be activated. And you must do everything you can to make amends and bring peace. Blessed are those who are the peacemakers, for they shall see God. And anyone who is not a peacemaker will not see God. Oh, hallelujah. Because it's deception, isn't it? Isn't that Satan's greatest weapon? Deception. Many will never awake and come to true repentance because of their pride that protects self. And it will wake up before the Lord and the Lord will say, I don't know you. That's a heck of an awakening. It's too late to be awakened then. Burning through the hurt. See, we can burn right through it. If you're on fire, you grab hold of that hurt and you'll burn it. If you're one that's filled with the Spirit of God and on fire, hurts don't bother you. Didn't say they wouldn't come. But they can't stand in the presence of God. They burn up. There's a lot of idiots out there. Amen? There's a lot of deceived people out there that are going to say and do whatever. And there's going to be things. You know how many times people get offended because you disagree with them? Then you know why they get offended? Because they're trying to manipulate you to agree. Because they're all about themselves. Well, I don't agree with that. So what? You can disagree and not be offended. Amen? Matthew chapter 6, verse 14. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. Now, can you enter heaven with unforgiveness? No. Forgiveness is a key to the process of burning through the hurt. These are emotional hurts. They're more harmful than physical hurts. Amen? I mean, you know, animals lick their physical wounds. We don't lick our wounds. We may dress them and try, you know, we know that they're going to heal, don't we? Doesn't time heal everything? And so will forgiveness will heal things in the process. You know, when you cut yourself, harm yourself, whatever it is, I mean, Jesus can heal you right then and there. Praise God. But then you take care of that wound, you change the dressings, whatever. I mean, I'm always in a healing process. Praise God. Hallelujah. But then there's been times I've been healed instantly. But you know, when you do have something or somebody's gone through surgery or whatever, they got to take care of some of that until the healing is in full-blown healing. Amen? There's that process of healing. And there's that same process in healing of hurts for me and you. But the spiritual hurt, the emotional hurt, is more harmful and more hard than the physical. See, you know the physical is going to go away. It's not emotionally affecting you. It may physically affect you more from doing things. Amen? You may feel its pain when you bump it. But the pain of hurt within is always there. unless it's burned through, unless it's dissolved. It doesn't mean that later on it doesn't come back up, but it isn't going to affect you. So even later on, when you, let's say something's happened between you and someone, when that person says something again or whatever, it doesn't affect you. Why? Because the Lord says, forgive and bless, and coals will go upon them. Hello. God's going to take care of that. I don't have to. But I'm just not going to allow it to affect me. See, so this is where we are, the temple of the living God. We're to be protecting that new creation in the presence of God. And so many people aren't willing to. They're just looking to fulfill that emotional, false moment of anger, bitterness, and what they speak out of their mouth. And that's all it does, is put wood on the fire. And that ain't the good fire. Hello? Again, animals lick their physical wounds, but you can't lick your physical wound, and you can't lick an emotional wound. That must be burned. Forgiveness from God, forgiveness of self, and forgiveness to others is important. Forgiveness is the key to the process of burning through the hurts. Why is this coming up? You know, when I was asking the Lord, what about this, you know? He said the enemy is causing more problems with hurt than anything. People are walking around wounded and hurt. And the enemy's using people in the body of Christ to hurt one another. I keep seeing these things come on the website. Did you hear about this? And they're trying to expose all of these pastors that are bad and this and that and whatever, supposedly. Because they don't agree with them. So they're trying to hurt them. They believe, oh, I'm trying to discredit them. No, you're trying to hurt them. Let God take care of it. We don't need to take care of that. People use Facebook as their own ministry to hurt people. Mark chapter 4, verse 21, please. You know, ministries and businesses and whatever, I know that in our ministry, especially when we're dealing with, you know, hurt and broken people. And dealing with hurt and broken people, it's you got to be very tentative to the area and discerning of what's going on. So we bring through people through a process to begin to expose their hurts so that they can become healed and free. Because, see, hurts bring bondage. And the enemy loves to keep people bound, so they can't go forward and grow and progress. I've seen many people who completed here and then become hurt. And of course, they always blame the ministry. I mean, that's, they got to blame somebody because they're not willing to take responsibility themselves. Let me tell you know why you're hurt? Because you allowed it. You agreed with it. Everybody has a choice to accept what the enemy says. You have a choice to either be hurt or not, or you have a choice to be offended or not offended. You have that choice. If you're walking right with God, you're going to make that right choice every time. If you're not walking with God, then you're not going to make that right choice. Amen? Oh, happy days. Mark 4:21. Is everybody there? Praise God. Let's speak it together. Also, Jesus said to them, is a lamp brought to be put under a basket or under a bed? Is it not to be set on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden which will not be revealed, nor has anything been kept secret, but that it should come to light. Nobody gets away with it. Everything will be exposed no matter what. So if you know that and you're walking with the Lord, you don't got to do nothing. Amen. Yeah, no problem. Well, you know, I don't care. No problem. God knows. Amen. Now, if somebody walks in with a grenade or something like that, we're going to definitely warn people. We're not going to tell them, don't worry about it. We're going to throw that person out, aren't we? Hallelujah. Nobody gets away with it. It will be exposed and turned from. This is so important with this. Hallelujah. There's an area here I want to share. Okay, let's go to verse. Okay. Let's go to verse 23. Is everybody there? If anyone has what? Ears to hear, let him hear. Jesus said, take heed what you hear. With some measure you use, it will be measured to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For everyone who has, to him more will be given. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Why? Because there are people that are listening and not hearing. Remember, listening to somebody just, yeah. They're not really hearing. Because when they hear it, they put it to heart and practice. See, there's so many listeners and not hearers. And they're causing harm to themselves and to others. That's why many people, they avoid the word of God sometimes. Because they don't want to hear it. James chapter 4. Is everybody okay? Oh, happy days. James 4, verse 1. Let's speak it. What's it say? Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your what? Desires for pleasure. That war in your members. You lust and you do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? But he gives more grace, which is God's plan. Amen? Therefore, he says, God resists the proudful, but gives the plan to the humble. The plan of what? The plan of escape. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned into mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Friendship with the world is a false fulfillment of desire. Causes double-mindedness. Unable to resist the influence of betrayal to God and to man. They're not able to resist the influence. Why? Because they're so caught up in themselves. It's always about me, myself, and I. You know, it's amazing and how even all the media and everything and so many people that are listening to the false media, the mainstream media, that they're so blinded and they're so involved in the area of hurt. Because the media is causing hurt to them. Because they're causing them to believe things that are wrong and harmful. Look at the battle that's going on in Texas. We have illegal individuals, weapons, drugs coming into the country. They are killing more people. Women are being raped. People are drowning coming in that river trying to come across. So now Texas had to stand up for itself because the government will not protect them. See, it's a constitutional law. But they don't want to abide in the constitutional law because our government, Biden administration, is corrupt. They're anti-Christ. So is Obama and all the rest of them. They're all anti-Christ. The Democratic Party, that's why they're Democratic. They're anti-Christ. They admit it. They're antichrist. See, if you're not a believer that Jesus is the Christ, then you're antichrist. It's that simple. I don't need a conversation. Simple question, ask someone. Do you believe Jesus is the Christ? If they say no, they're antichrist. See ya. You want to know more? I'll tell you. But this is something that they're battling, and it's causing harm in those states. Now they're all these governors are getting together to support the governor of Texas. Why? To protect it from being destroyed. So they have their own National Guard there. But they're talking about sending the military against our own National Guard because of this administration. See, they don't care. They want to destroy this country, and they want one world order under Satan's kingdom. That's what they live for, and that's what they're promoting. But those are righteous people. These are believers that are standing up. They're not unbelievers. But then you got those that are, they love this country, and they're standing up. We need to pray for them. Why? Because that is causing hurt and harm and unforgiveness in this country all over. They promote it. I think everybody ought to boycott the Super Bowl. Why? Because they promote hurt. They promote the transgender parades. People don't know these things, what they're promoting now. I think everybody ought to boycott NFL. They promote evil and wickedness. And there's many organizations and corporations that do. They're evil and they're wicked and their only concern is money. And they don't care whether they kill you or not. Look at how many pharmaceutical companies are being sued now. How many doctors are being sued now. They're trying to cause harm and hurt. That's what's going on all over the world. And you and I are to be restrainers of those things. But you can't do it unless you're filled with the Spirit of God. And you must walk in the spirit of forgiveness, love, and compassion in the characters of Christ. It doesn't mean you won't be offended. It doesn't mean you won't be hurt. And it doesn't mean you're going to agree with everything. But don't get sucked into their ring. Amen. And start flapping at the mouth and bringing a self-imposed curse. Amen. Galatians 5, verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions and heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness and revelries and alike, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. It is that simple. You're one who promotes it and practices it. You ain't getting in. These are called the works of the flesh. Those that practice them. In other words, they live by them. To practice something, you live by it. Amen? Will be rejected into eternal life. You know, your enemy's always trying to get you in a ring of arguments. Oh, he loves that. If he can get you in the ring of an argument, he gets fed. Then he invites all the other demons that are with him. And they show up with knife, fork, plate, and they're getting fed emotionally by what people are saying and threatening to one another. And it does nothing but hurt. See, understand, when people get in arguments, there's a purposeful hurt. They're just trying to hurt one another. That's all it is. Don't get sucked into arguments. They're just singing out, my flesh is bigger than yours. You know? Ephesians 4, verse 30, let's speak it. And do not grieve the what? Oh, man. Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of your salvation or redemption. Don't grieve. Don't let them lift from you. Let all what? Now, he's warning us. These are the things that it's going to cause. Grieving of the Holy Spirit, bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking. Be put away from you with all malice. And be kind-hearted to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. So there he is. He told you. He said, look, you want to grieve the Spirit of God? You want his protection to live from you? Do this. If you don't, then do this. You have choice. You have the power to choose. If you don't have control over your tongue, tie it in a bow. At least it has something good to look at. Amen? Do not grieve the Holy Spirit that seals us until we go home. Why are we hearing this? Because God is preparing us, and if you've been caught up in this, you need to repent and turn from it. You know, people don't like changes either. They grumble and complain because something's changing. We should embrace change. Praise God. It's a holy shift. Amen? Embrace it. Embrace your hurt. It's a bust. Kill it. 1 Pete chapter 2. But you don't understand. We don't need to. You just need to make the choice to forgive. It doesn't matter who did first. Well, this person did this and this. It doesn't matter. Who's behind it all? The enemy. And that's exactly what he wants us to be. Not looking at the powers of darkness and the influence, but looking at everything else. Verse 1, 1 Peter chapter 2. Therefore what? Laying aside all filthiness, or all malice, sorry, all deceit, hypocrisy. Oh yeah, there's a lot of that going around. Envy, oh, and all evil speaking. As newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is good. I mean, this is a rebuke. What do you call them? Babies. 30-year-old babies that have been knowing and walking with the Lord for so many years, and they're still doing the same old thing. Hallelujah. Verse 4. Coming to him as a what? Living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Therefore, it is also contained in the Scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect and precious. And he who believes on him will by no means be put to shame. Therefore, to you who believe, he is precious, but to those who are what? Disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become a chief cornerstone. And a stone of what? Stumbling, and a rock of offense. Why? Because of disobedience. They stumble being disobedient to the word of God. They don't even read it. They don't take it. They listen to it, but they don't hear it. They don't put it to practice. To which they also were appointed. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, who once were not a people but are now the people of God, who had not obtained mercy but now have obtained mercy. Far be it that we should fall back into the old tradition of the flesh and be caught up with hurts and offenses. Offenses and rejections are self-afflicted hurts that individuals have a choice to choose. Because of disagreement, they choose offense and rejection, when many times it has brought by disobedience and false assumptions. That's what the enemy loves to bring us, an assumption of something, you know. A false assumption. So the person's thinking about something ahead of time before they even meet the person or do whatever. And it's a false assumption. Is everybody okay? Oh, happy days. Again, ministries and businesses, they remove individuals that are rebellious to the rules or boundaries of the protocol. Why? Because it brings harm to them. Amen? Instead of repentance, the self-protect mode goes into action, and offense and bitterness bring a self-imposed curse and a self-imposed hurt with unforgiveness. I still hear people from other places speaking against this house. I forgive them and bless them. They don't know. You know, we've got to be just like Jesus on the cross. Forgive them, for they know not what they do. Amen? God will take care of them. Because why? You can't. Okay. They can't curse us. They bring a self-imposed curse upon themselves. Self-imposed hurts and curses because of unforgiveness. They're still holding bitterness. They're still blaming the house of God for their choices. Actually, it's because of their disobedience. Listen, there's so many divorces going on in the body of Christ, it's incredible. So many families are being destroyed, it's incredible. Why? Because of hurts. Amen? Because of hurts. Because of mistrust. Because of betrayal. Now, if a person is truly filled with the Spirit of God, they're seeing what the end result is of every choice they make. And it doesn't mean, you know, God says divorce. Why? Because it's adultery. If a husband or wife is an addict, they have a right to divorce them because now they're serving another god. How many of y'all know that serving self is serving another god? Is everybody okay? It's called idolatry. It's an idol. You can become your worst idol. And it can be all about you instead of all about him. Hebrews 4:11, please. Listen, we need to be prepared and come out of this. We need to be the light of the world, not the deceivers of the world. In verse 11, let's speak it. Let us therefore be diligent to enter the rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of what? Disobedience. So there's no rest in disobedience. You know that, right? For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the division of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And there is no creature hidden from his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom we must give account. So if you're truly hearing the word of God and not just listening, there'll be conviction and turn of heart. If there's something not right. In verse 14, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. So he was tempted, but he didn't agree. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, which is the plan of escape, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Again, the lack of the Word of God in His presence is always a result of emotional hurts and temptations, betrayal to God and to man. Amen? That person always falls into betrayal. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Pursue peace with all people. With all people, not those who are good to you. All people. Even the ones that are not good to you. All people. Pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Oh, snap! Does everybody see that? So if you're not a peacemaker, you ain't seeing that. But you don't understand. We don't need to understand. God knows it all. Verse 15. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, and by this many become what? Defiled. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person like Esau, for who one morsel of food sold his what? His birthright. People are selling their birthright just for a moment of fulfillment of the flesh. You know, I just saw on the news the other day how much murders are taking on road rage. I'm like, wow. I mean, even women pulling out a gun and shooting a dude and then shooting a police officer. I mean, road rage. You got to remember that the atmosphere is much different now than it used to be. The prince of powers of darkness and the demons, they're out more on the surface of the earth than ever before. Verse 17. For you know that afterward, when he wanted to inherit the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place for what? Repentance. Though he sought it diligently with tears, but he didn't turn from it. He still spoke about it, still held bitterness. Does everybody get that? See, repentance says, see, I'm gone, done. Turning away. Person says that they repent and they're still doing it. They're still doing it. The guy can't forgive that. Amen? Hallelujah. Many willing to sell their birthright to protect the self of flesh in false fulfillments of lust. Self-imposed hurts. Self-imposed hurts. You know, the Bible says that these are the afflictions. Some of us say these afflictions are brought upon ourselves. And I'm going to close at 1 Peter chapter 5. I think we had enough of this. In verse 5. I speak it. Likewise, you younger people, you immature people, submit yourselves to the elders that are more mature. It makes it that simple. It's got nothing to do with age. Amen? Yes, and all of you be submissive to one another. In other words, be respectful to one another. And be clothed with what? Humility, humbleness, denying yourself. For God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may harm, hurt. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody's being attacked in one way or another every single day. But may the God of all grace, who called us to his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have been challenged, suffered, been hurt, but didn't let it stay there. Amen. That you may be perfected, established, strengthened, and settled, that you never fall into that again. And to him be all the glory and honor and dominion forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. And everybody said amen. Praise God. Burning through your hate, your hurt. Burning through your hurt. Don't let it fall into hate. Amen. Burning through your bitterness. Again, most of it is by self-inflicted. Choose not to. Choose forgiveness. Choose peace. Activate the blood of the Lamb. Stay filled, stay dressed, and stay possessed with the Spirit of God. And you'll overcome. Amen.